It is great to be in St. Louis for the Ag Conference. And I think in first blush, some people that aren't all that familiar with Missouri agriculture might wonder why we'd have this in the middle of one of our most vibrant cities. And we're in St. Louis for a very, very good reason. And that's because agriculture has a tremendous impact on every part of our state, and it has a very tremendous impact on the St. Louis region as well. It has a $23 billion impact, as a fact. I want to say that number again. Agriculture's impact on the St. Louis region's economy is $23 billion. 20% of the workforce in St. Louis works in agriculture-related activity. Some of the most important cutting-edge innovation in our state is being done in the St. Louis region, and it's being done on plant science and animal health science. It has a tremendous impact. And agriculture, indeed, affects every person in the state of Missouri. Most directly, of course, when we're eating, but also as we create jobs and strengthen our position as a center of innovation and economic activity. And as governor, and certainly I appreciate Director Smith's leadership and everything she's doing to guide the department and her kind words of introduction. As governor, I have indeed worked to strengthen opportunity for Missourians, and that meant enacting reforms like lawsuit reform and passing regulatory improvements, ensuring that all of our state agencies were working together for the benefit of Missouri farmers. And those things are working. Those changes are working. Our changes are working. In fact, since January of 2005, Missourians have created more than 90,000 new jobs. And to put that in comparison, in the previous 4 years, we lost 34,000 jobs. So we've gone from losing 34,000 jobs in 4 years to creating more than 90,000 jobs in less than three. Agriculture has been pivotal to that economic growth and increased prosperity. Agriculture always has been, and it really always will be, the bedrock of our state economy and of our cultural heritage. Agriculture is important to who we are as Missourians. And when I ran for governor, I pledged that my administration would work to renew our commitment to agriculture and grow agriculture in our state. I think too often in government there's talk of sort of sustaining agriculture, keeping the farm alive, when in fact the discussion ought to be about how we grow agriculture and ensure even greater opportunity in agriculture and family farming. And we're living up to that commitment. We have been a leader in encouraging the use of alternative fuels. And alternative fuels are good. They're good for Missouri and for our country for at least three equally important reasons. And first is just our environment. There is an inherent benefit in using a renewable, plant-based alternative fuel to fuel our cars and provide for some of our energy needs. And we do have a moral obligation to be responsible stewards of our natural resources. They're not ours alone. We hold them in trust for future generations. And renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel are helping us to improve our environment, improving our air quality. There's a reason that when St. Louis City and the St. Louis region was out of compliance with Environmental Protection Agency rules and restrictions for air quality, that they said you had to use 10% ethanol. And we were able to take that statewide. The second reason would be national security. As a country, we're still purchasing billions of dollars of oil every year from tyrants who hate our country and our core beliefs in freedom and equality. And by encouraging the production of these alternative fuels, we're taking power away from those tyrants. And I think I speak for everyone here when I say that I would much rather fuel my car with corn that's grown by Midwestern farmers than oil that's drilled by Middle Eastern dictators and tyrants. Thank you. And then third is just economic growth. You know, as we grow increasing amounts of energy in our fertile Missouri soil, we're shifting resources to domestic farmers. We're helping to create new jobs. In fact, we're creating entirely new industries because of innovation and plant science and because of the innovation of Missouri farmers. And it's leading to greater prosperity for all Missourians. And it's for these reasons that I was pleased to be, as Director Smith said, the first governor to fully fund the ethanol and biodiesel incentives to help support those efforts of Missouri farmers that are investing in those cooperatives across our state that do literally transform rural communities in Missouri. And then just last week, we fulfilled another promise I made when I was a candidate for governor, and we became the third state to implement a renewable fuel standard, just the third state in the country to have our own renewable fuel standard. And of course, as you know, that ensures that virtually all gasoline sold in the state of Missouri contains at least 10% ethanol, helping to create a good marketplace for ethanol, but also, as I mentioned, helping to improve air quality for all Missourians. We're also trying to invest in the future, and that means investing in two things, research and in innovation, and also in education. Maybe first I'd just touch upon the research. We've been able to actually ensure that some of the Life Science Trust Fund dollars are being appropriated towards research. We've said that the best place to spend those dollars in Missouri is on plant-based research and animal health research. So we have millions of dollars now that were a part of the tobacco settlement in the Life Science Trust Fund that are funding research all across the state. And then in education. And we have been able, through the Lewis and Clark Discovery Initiative, to make some key investments in existing and new world-class learning centers for our students. Just to give you a few examples, Northwest Missouri State University will receive $24.4 million for their Center for Plant Biologics, which can be a real anchor for that community in improving the economy in Northwest Missouri. The University of Missouri-Columbia will receive another $21 million for 11 different agriculture-related projects across the state, and the Delta Center, Greeley, I could go on and list many of them. You know of those projects across the state that'll be funded. We've also worked to, in addition to those investments in research and those investments in education, we were working to address, you know, key priorities. Certainly one of my priorities is protecting property rights for Missourians, and we passed eminent domain reform to defend the property rights of all of our citizens, but most especially Missouri farmers. We launched the Missouri Quality Systems Assessment, making Missouri the first state in the nation to have a USDA-approved beef quality assurance program. That's helped nearly 1,600. It's a voluntary program, as you all know. I want to certainly point that out. A voluntary program with 1,600 beef producers enrolled, and they're earning on average as much as $40 per head in premium for their cattle because of their participation, helping to ensure the Missouri farmers get the premium they deserve because they have a superior product. We started the Missouri Branded Beef Initiative to help beef producers market our world-class beef worldwide. We've created the Large Animal Veterinary Student Loan Program, and it's called the Student Loan Program. Actually, if those large animal veterinarians serve in underserved areas, it really becomes a scholarship because they don't repay the loan. And that will help ensure that underserved areas of our state have access to large animal veterinary care. And I know that's a challenge already in many parts of Missouri. Just this last month, I created the position of Agriculture Resources Advocate within the Department of Agriculture. The advocate is charged with helping Missouri farmers to plow through the occasional rocky regulatory terrain that's out there. And Dan Ingeman, who's been asked to serve in that role, is the first advocate and will serve as a liaison between Missouri family farmers and the agriculture industry and the Department of Natural Resources. And certainly I want to thank Doyle for his leadership of the Department of Natural Resources. Doyle Childers and I operate under the assumption that most Missourians want to comply with our regulations, and we want to help them comply. And that's a part of this new role as well, to help farmers comply with the myriad regulations that exist to protect our natural resources. Dan will be helping those Missouri farmers that are interested in starting or expanding animal husbandry in our state, and I want to ensure Missouri remains a leader in animal husbandry. As a single point of contact, he'll be able to advise farmers on regulatory concerns early in the process of starting or expanding their operation. He'll help farmers avoid some of the problems that can occur and then operate with greater certainty about their regulatory burdens. This year, I'll be proposing additional initiatives to provide Missouri farmers with even more tools with which to succeed. You know, now's a critical time for Missouri dairy farmers. And my grandfather was a dairyman, and I can remember spending a lot of time on his dairy farm. I don't think I would have ever thought Missouri would be a an importing state in terms of milk. But as many of you know, we are today. And we want to turn that around. In the past few years, we have gone from being a milk exporter to a milk importer. Milk prices are good now, but for several months, of course, farmers have been struggling to stay in dairying. Recognizing that, I'll recommend $200,000 in this year's budget to create dairy parlor renovation grants. And these grants will help family dairy farmers with the cost of upgrading their equipment. New technology allows producers to cut milking time in half, thereby improving efficiency and making life easier on the cows being milked and easier for the farmers that are milking the cows. Next, everyone here understands just how important the rivers are to our agricultural interest and the ports that accompany those rivers. Missouri farmers use our waterways to deliver their goods to market. And speaking of the environment, that is a very environmentally friendly way to deliver goods to market and inputs to farmers. Throughout my tenure, I've worked with Senator Bond to fight attempts by the federal government to change the primary function of the Missouri River. We have fought off those who wish to move it away from transportation, and we will continue that fight. Bureaucrats that are 600 miles away should not be telling us how to use our rivers. They watch from a distance, but we, of course, have to live with the consequences. The continued fight against Missouri farmers is really living proof that President Reagan's, the living fight that continues against Missouri farmers is living proof of President Reagan's old adage that the 10 scariest words in the English language were, "I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help." This year, I want to ensure that we have access to our rivers. And in this year's supplemental budget, I'll ask the legislature for $4 million for capital improvement projects on our river ports, including more than $2.3 million for improvements at New Bourbon, $650,000 to create direct barge-to-rail access in New Madrid County, more than $700,000 for dock improvements to meet increased demand for rail traffic at the Southeast Missouri Regional Port Authority, and then $225,000 for upgrades at a dock controlled by the St. Louis Port Authority. We need to ensure that the river remains available for transportation and that we have good port systems that allow for access to the river. And then finally, education, is a lifelong experience. We go to school to prepare for our future, our first jobs, more education, and then we start on our careers. We often then discover that we didn't know as much as we thought we did, and that's why mentors are so important in every field of endeavor. They teach the things that you can't read in textbooks or learn in a classroom. And regardless of occupation, a great mentor can be a spur to greater success. And to help young Missouri family farmers find mentors, I'm pleased to announce the creation of the Farm Legacy Exchange Program. The Farm Legacy Exchange Program. And this program will help match our young farmers with old hands. They'll share information and expertise. And then when the veteran farmer is ready to retire and pass the capital along to the next generation, that young farmer could very well be a natural buyer from that veteran farmer. The Legacy Exchange Program will work in conjunction with a new Master Farmer Awards Program created by the University of Missouri in partnership with the Department of Agriculture and Missouri Ruralist. And starting this year, the Master Farmer Program will recognize top agricultural producers in the state. Each year, four Missouri farmers will be honored with industry-wide recognition. And the ultimate goal is to match these master farmers with new farmers to pass on their knowledge to future generations. Together, these steps will help ensure that Missouri family farmers have the tools that they need to succeed. I look forward to working with the leaders of the General Assembly. I know many are here, and certainly I've seen Representative Quinn and Munslinger, and I see Senator Stouffer. I certainly appreciate all they do for family farmers. I look forward to working with them and others to ensure that we not only sustain Missouri agriculture, but grow Missouri agriculture so that it becomes an even more vibrant part of our state's robust economy. I certainly want to thank all of you here for being here. You're here because you care about our state and the future of agriculture in Missouri. May God bless you all, and may He continue to bless the great state of Missouri. Thank you.